Struggle in the Asia-Pacific. Asia-Pacific struggle. This article was written to evaluate the critical events that occur today, and this is an impartial article. The power that passed from the UK to the USA after the Second World War is now starting to shift towards China. The USA used to put Russia in second place on the list of threats, and now it has put China in first place as a threat. Stopping China is important for America to remain a superpower. Russia is an enemy of America, but China is a threat to America. On May 21, there will be a meeting in Japan with the participation of four countries. These countries, Japan, India, South Korea, Australia, and America, will form a military alliance against China in this meeting. Because China knew this, they warned the Americans. With a strategy similar to Ukraine, they will try to trap China through Taiwan. Tomorrow, a declaration against China will be issued to protect Taiwan. It is possible to use India against China, but India knows that it has no chance against China in terms of technology, and whether India will be included in this scenario depends on India. On May 22, China and North Korea will issue a statement and Russia will support China. America has no authority in the Asia-Pacific, and in one-on-one combat in the Asia-Pacific, America knows that it will be defeated. When we look at North Korea, it is a country that has been excluded from the world, but with the support of China, it is a country far ahead of advanced war technology and electronic warfare technology in the field of cyber warfare. Every year, North Korea hacks the electronic money wallets of the United States on behalf of the state, and they hack $6 billion a year, and the United States cannot stop them. North Korea has made many cyber attacks like this. North Korea has hypersonic rockets and many advanced weapons and technologies that we do not know about. During his presidency, Trump sent America's Sixth Fleet against North Korea, and North Korea made a statement, saying that if America's Sixth Fleet crossed the naval border I set, it would destroy the Sixth Fleet, and then the American military base in Hawaii and then Washington. Afterward, America withdrew its Sixth Fleet. America knew the technology that North Korea had and knew that North Korea was not kidding. If North Korea can do this, China can do more. America lost a lot of energy and money, spent $20 trillion in the Middle East, and could not see the growth of a growing China. The power that made China grow was the investments of American and British businessmen. There are two types of power and mind in America. The first is the Americans with real American passports, and the second is the globalists with the American passport. China was prepared as a rival to America. America wants to establish a NATO-like formation against China in Asia, but it cannot succeed. America cannot fight Russia and China at the same time, and there is high inflation and crisis in the USA. China broke the logistics chain so that the American economy could collapse. This has damaged China, but China has taken measures against it beforehand, and Russia is acting together with China. America can't give Taiwan weapon support like it gave to Ukraine. The West is fighting with Russia in Ukraine anyway. China knows this and will close its air and sea borders by besieging Taiwan in a possible war. There was a border conflict between India and China 2 years ago. This conflict continued for 2 days, then China said, "Let's solve this problem with diplomacy." China was following a smart strategy here. The forces of India, South Korea, Japan, and Australia cannot fight against China and North Korea in terms of military technology and electromagnetic weapons. A hybrid war is planned in the Asia-Pacific. The US had no chance of succeeding in the Asia-Pacific. When we look at the scenario, Russia made a move through Ukraine. The world agriculture and logistics system was broken. The second target was a hybrid war in the Asia-Pacific, and the third was a move against Turkey through Greece. The president of Greece made a speech in the US Senate. Implicitly, it was a message to Turkey. If Greece extends its maritime borders to 12 miles, this will result in Turkey's intervention. This war will break out. When we look at the world, we see food shortages, energy shortages, cyber wars, and hybrid wars. There will be famine in 60 countries shortly, and a great wave of migration will head west through Turkey through this famine, and no one can stop this migration in. Famine began and deaths began to occur in Sri Lanka, Iran, Afghanistan, and a few African states. In India, on the other hand, there is abnormal heat and drought. The sky turned red at night in China, and China tried the HAARP technology it had developed. India is in third place in the world wheat supply. He announced that he would not sell wheat this year. We will see the scarcity more clearly in October and September. Now let me tell you about a possible cyber war. Let's go to Kyiv to understand this matter. Naftali Bennett spoke with Russia to safely remove their databases in Kyiv from the country. The database of the 500 largest companies in the world is located in Ukraine. Flows and transactions in the databases were handled through various companies in Kyiv. Although the Russians bombed Kyiv, they could not hit the regions where these companies were located. Due to the known technology there, the deviations of the Russian missiles were quite high. Elon Musk has started to transfer the databases located there via Starlink satellites, but it will take time to physically move the devices containing the data. That's why Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett asked Putin not to touch the city. Russia could besiege Kyiv but could not capture it. This could not be allowed. Elon Musk in recent months. It installed new modules on low-altitude satellites, and that was the infrastructure of cyber warfare. Ukraine was the center of this new process. Remember the cover of Time magazine, behind the Wi-Fi logo, was a gun. Now biohackers are working. Russia made a secret agreement with China. There will be multifaceted cyber warfare shortly. It's like a cyber pandemic. Russia has its internet infrastructure ready and is using it. The course of the war can be designed and directed. Nothing happens suddenly. 3 important meetings were held in the last 2 months. Under the topic of national security and the new world. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Subject: Struggle in the Asia Pacific. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Canon Haydarov. Data: May 20, 2022.